The digital world is ever evolving, and our children are set to inherit it. This week in Tech Watch, DJ McEnany examines the challenges that present for parents who are new to the digital world themselves.
Children born today will never know a world that hasn't always been digital. Only just a tiny bit hyperbolically, they have phones in their hands from day one. They're swiping and scrolling and tapping so quickly it becomes second nature. And that has benefits, because kids are adapting to a world into which their parents only recently themselves ventured. Just is the way things are. But the concept of kids being digital natives to their parents' digital immigration presents its own challenges.
Thinking about kids, and you know, they're the ones who are probably embedded in some of this technology from childhood. There's a question from the audience asking for suggestions on how to encourage kids to be safe online.
There's a big social distinction by age between what we call digital natives and digital immigrants. Many of us are digital immigrants. We grew up when computers were not available or mobile phones. Hence, we came into the digital world later from an analog world. But younger generations are digital natives. To them, there's always been the internet, always computers, and always phones.
We must find a way to talk to kids about their online behavior, their digital hygiene, as Dr. Pablo Molina refers to it, while it currently remains evolving and while still figuring it out for ourselves. This week, for the third and final installment of TechWatch highlighting Molina's speaker series lecture presented at the Franklin Institute, he tells us about how the tech world continues to expand around the generation currently using it, how bad guys are just as clever as ever, and how we can protect our children from the evils that are now always present right in their pockets.
The interesting part, as these kids get into more and more technology offerings, games like Fortnite that many kids play, social networks, even though they switch from one to another based on demographic preferences, they will be exposed to many of these risks. And the way to do it would be very similar to the way we've educated children to not go into the car of a stranger, unless it's Uber or Lyft, to not go into a stranger's home unless it's Airbnb, for example. We need to educate our kids to have their critical thinking skills.
He said that process shouldn't be too much more different than the way we currently teach children about the dangers of the world, and it would be helpful for the education system to be more active in that specific type of education.
I would argue that schools could do more. I would argue that digital hygiene and cybersecurity and privacy should be things taught in school as well, because these are critical skills, because the kids, the young generations need to be able to protect their own information, but also they need to think very carefully about how to protect the information of the organizations where they work, the information entrusted to them.
This is important because not even the corporations managing the products and services utilized by the next generation will have the best interests of those users at heart. And critical thinking becomes integral when someone is trying to convince you a dangerous, flawed idea is the truth.
The interesting part is not only that we all have to do our critical thinking and use our brains and everything else, but also the technology companies and the content providers have to do their part. Let's look, for example, at fake news. Suddenly, Facebook was surprised that it was fake news on its platform. Excuse me, your business is to know what's on your platform so you can sell it to advertisers. Perhaps you decide not to do anything because of the money, but also because of the complexities around censorship and freedom of speech, which are certainly very challenging issues. But some of the things that are doing now are the right things to do. Transparency. We need to be able, for those things that are circulating online on one platform or another, we need to know, all right, who's behind this news story? Are these Russian trolls from St. Petersburg who are publishing information that vaccines are bad for you? Or are these people who are dividing the U.S. population because they claim that some officers want to take away your right to bear arms? Knowing the source of this information will help us make a better informed decision. And this is why it takes a village. It takes each and every one of us, it takes the technology companies, it also takes the regulators in order to make sure that we have a safer online environment.
But just because children have a different relationship with the digital world than the generations that came before them doesn't mean that they don't care about the privacy in that space.
You were talking about digital natives versus immigrants. Do you think that children have a better understanding of technological dangers than maybe even my generation does? Do you think that they grasp kind of things that they face today? And do you maybe see a trend in less of a care about privacy because of just the nature of how they grow up with it now?
So those are two questions. On the first one, I really don't think that young computer users are better prepared than we are. In order to understand the risks, one has to have a certain level of maturity and understanding what are the implications, understanding about crime and criminals, which young people are usually not exposed to unless they watched a movie or a series about that. So they're extremely vulnerable, and even worse is that they think they're not. They think they know everything there is to know, and in reality, they don't realize what they don't know. On the issue of privacy, it's very interesting. It's always the perception that the young people don't care about privacy because of the way they use social networks. They do. They just think about it in a different way. They want to share information with their friends, and they want to share information with other people, sometimes not even their parents. So hence, they will learn how to use those rules and tools in order to protect the privacy the way they want to do it. The problem comes because they don't understand what the technology is capable of, and also because some companies are not very transparent about what information practices they follow.
So it's important to teach children about the digital world as quickly as possible, because no one should ever be a victim, and they need to know how to defend themselves.
I'm very worried, for example, about those kids who have fallen victim to some sort of revenge porn or sextortion scam where they are targeted by online predators. Because you could tell before, you know, it's 10 p.m., you know where your children are. Well, now it could be 4 p.m. and the bad guys are in your living room, in your computer, in your phone. And the kids don't know how bad those people are. So it's very important to educate them so they can defend themselves against these particular threats.
With TechWatch, I'm DJ McEnany for Dell Aware.
DJ, thanks. Always very interesting, especially when we're talking about the digital world and all that lurks within it, regrettably. This is Dell Aware. I'm Andrew Scroy, in for Alan this Wednesday.